this much is true. I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you. I know this much is true. I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you.
The Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
What we decided to do was get two of the bookends of the show. There's very handsome ex-football hero Cooper Johns.
Yeah.
No problem mixing it up here with all the ladies, the fellas, the clients that come in.
Oh, the management, he's Mr. Charming.
Everyone just eats straight out of...
They do.
It's like he's a bird feeder.
Yeah.
They can't help but gravitate towards the Coop.
Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to find someone who didn't love Cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some out there.
Yeah, there probably are. There's all... Everyone has them.
We don't bring up the exes here, Coops. We move on. We move on.
Yeah, and then you've got Lockie the Geek, who loves his Thermomix.
Chatty, none of the clients seem to gravitate towards him at all. If anything, they walk the long way around. staff, they'll tolerate him, but he's one of us, and he's protected here.
And he's only slept with two women, and we know Cooper probably is at the other end of that. So these two...
Well sorry, Jackie, not only... You've really given him props here he doesn't deserve. Both women that Lockie has slept with, he's got because he works on this show. Prior to meeting us... The guy had no one.
Yeah,
nothing.
He was a virgin.
Zero options.
And he's in his... You're in your late... How old are you?
What do you want to do when you grow up, Lockie?
36.
Yeah.
Hey?
What do you want to do, he said.
When you grow up, what do you want to be?
You're implying that I haven't grown up yet.
I'm coming straight out and saying it. I'm not even implying. Yeah, what do you
when
want to be when you're a big boy?
I wanted to be a motorsport commentator, but I went and did that. And now I'm loving life on the radio. I don't know, maybe I'll get into politics one day.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He's got John Howard written all over him, though, doesn't he? Get some big googly glasses. There's John Howard 2.0 right there.
So, Coops, you spent a bit of time in Lockie's studio and we just wondered what the hell you guys were talking about. We could see you on the screen talking, but we didn't know what was being said. It just looked like you were trying to make conversation. That's what it looked like.
I remember driving the conversation pretty hard.
Yeah. Mm.
And I got a little bit back, but not enough that I would have liked to have had a conversation with someone.
Was he the guy you'd do like a cross Australia road trip with? Just you and him hitting the road, being Aussie, doing the road trip. Is he your choice?
Depends how long it was. Like if it was, because there wasn't much chat.
Across the Nullarbor.
If we had the Kyle and Jackie podcast going, it would be nice because like, he wasn't talking to me. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let's listen because the first bit of audio, you were talking to Lockie about animals, I believe.
Correct.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You're a big animals guy?
Yeah, I do like animals. Birds.
You're a bird man.
Yeah. I used to love bird watching as a kid, and I still do enjoy the odd bit of like, bushwalking and bird watching.
Yeah. I find birds, like, unpredictable. Like, you just don't know what they're thinking.
Being swooped by magpies is not fun.
No.
During nesting season.
Oh, yeah. Is that when they swoop you?
Because when they've got chicks in the nest, yeah.
Chicks in there?
Mm.
Like females?
Baby birds are called chicks.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was like baby chickens.
Did you not know that baby birds are called chicks?
Nah.
Oh,
Yeah.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Ah, it's very good. Very good. Off to a slow start.
This is great.
Okay, well, it doesn't end there, folks.
No, it doesn't. This time Cooper thought he'd ask Lockie about one of his interests, car racing. You probably thought, oh, here we go. He won't shut up about this.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to shut him up if you tried.
And maybe, I don't know what we're about to hear, but yeah, should we just listen?
You'll know what you're about to hear when you hear. It's the only question that he actually showed any interest in.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
Are you keen for the races on Saturday?
Yeah, should be a good weekend. So Sandown, it's the first of the two endurance races. So in the Supercars Championship, there's two endurance races, which is where there's two drivers sharing each car.
Yeah.
The Sandown 500 and then the Bathurst 1000. Sandown is like a bit of a preview for Bathurst because it'll be the first time we get to see how the co-drivers go.
Yeah, right.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Very nice. Very nice. By the way, that had to be edited down from 15 minutes of Lockie explaining the sandring him or whatever that shit is.
All I asked was he excited for it?
Yeah.
Okay, then Cooper thought he'd bring up something that he was interested in, which is drinking. So let's see what Lockie had to offer with that topic.
Okay. Do you enjoy a drink? Do you go out around here or anything?
So, occasionally. But the thing with me is I get drunk very quickly.
Really?
I don't drink very often and I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
I'll be drunk after two drinks.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm keen to see that.
Everybody thinks it's funny when I get drunk, so...
Oh, really?
Pedro and Bruno have seen me drunk.
Yeah.
Ask them about the Christmas party that I went to a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Bruno will tell you the story. That was a loose night.
Conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Why is he throwing to other staff members to tell his own story?
Why didn't he just
tell your own story, brah? That's what conversation. He's like, yeah, well, if you really want to hear a good story, go and talk to someone else about it.
Can I ask Bruno how loose was it?
Do you have any recollection of this, what he's talking about, Bruno?
Vaguely. It was a big night. It was a big one.
You got a story about it, apparently.
Yeah, he's really put me on the spot here. I'm trying to think of any stories that I might have involving him. I just remembered he was pretty hammered. There was a
The Christmas party. Is it starting to ring a bell?
Should we ask
it was
you?
A warehouse party.
What? Oh, was that the stripper party you guys had at the... down at the industrial park.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, that was it.
Anyway, like we established earlier, Lockie is in his late 30s. Looking at him, though, if you don't remember him from Beauty and the Geek, he is quite small, you know?
God, can you say it in a more pathetic voice? Sorry, Lockie.
Anyway, Cooper made an observation. He noticed that Lockie was drinking his Dare iced coffee out of a straw.
So he does that.
So you, Cooper, wanted to find out why he didn't drink out of the bottle like a real man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was curious.
Why do you drink the Dare iced coffee in a straw? Is that for your teeth?
Partly, yeah. The dentist told me that it's better to drink sugary drinks through a straw, so... Yeah.
Because it stains your teeth or something, is that why?
Yeah, it's better for your teeth to drink through a straw.
Does the straw ever hit the back of your throat and you choke on it? Doesn't?
I can't believe you even asked me that. It's never, ever been a problem that I've had.
My mate choked on a straw.
What was he trying to do? Give him the job and deep throat it?
No, he wasn't. He was just drinking and then the force of the liquid pushed it to the back of his throat and he was, like, choking on it.
Well, that's not ideal.
No, I know. He's all right, though.
Yeah.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Very nice, thank you. Very nice, fellas.
so good.
And why this bloke can't get some on his own is beyond me. The guy's got, he can chat about anything.
Oh, it's good. Okay, finally, Lockie's always telling
there's
us.
There's more.
One more, one more. Only one
I'm
going
to piss me pants in a minute.
Lockie's always telling us he's never done anything illegal, right? Never even lost a point in his license. That's but yeah, Coops wanted to find out if that was actually true.
Have you ever done anything wrong? Illegal?
Well, watching videos that might not have come from paid sources.
Oh, God.
The pirated video. That's probably about the most illegal thing I've done. I may have... When I was living in Goulburn...
Yeah?
Because I used to work at the racetrack in Goulburn, Wakefield Park, and sometimes I would drive from Goulburn to Bathurst. Mighty back roads... No police, like not an area that's really patrolled.
Yeah.
I had a V8 Commodore. There were probably times when I was doing, you know, 160 or 180.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
You're like Lightning McQueen.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Oh, wow.
Getting to know the staff.
I
that's,
like it.
Good on you, Coops.
I just try to put myself out there more, you know what I mean?
Can you go and stay with Lockie for longer so we can do this segment every day? Because it's my favourite new segment right now.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O. Hour of Power.
Let's go.
Hi, we're Coldplay. We'd like to start off by just giving something away.
Tomorrow, we take more winners than ever before.
It's 10 Minute Tuesday. Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10, we give you a shot at an entire row of Coldplay tickets every 10 minutes.
It's exciting and it's cool and it is different and I think it makes us feel quite alive.
From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 101.1.
Based on a true story, the brand new series Jones, starring Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, premieres October 1, only on Stan.
So have you had anything to drink?
Yeah, but only a couple. And I ate a big meal.
Okay, breathe into the device, please. One long, continuous breath.
I also drank plenty of water. And I'm a pretty big guy as well.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
I'm not going to lose my license, am I? I didn't drink that much.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive. A message from the TAC.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done. With Airtasker.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4-20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Off ends Wednesday, T's and C's apply, see in store.
Noticing your hair thinning? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. Get ready to love your hair again with clinical treatment online. Feel empowered knowing you can do something about your hair loss.
I know I can grow on with the Hairy Pill. I can grow on
Hairy Pill. For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Gina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved. All for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
The mailbox, a statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
More little miracles are born every day with City Fertility.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
Kiss Melbourne.
Good evening. Watch out for a breakdown on the Monash Freeway outbound approaching Blackburn Road. The left-hand lane is closed and speed set back to 40 km. There's reports of a crash on the Western Freeway outbound after Christie's Road. If you're heading to the showgrounds this evening, expect extra traffic around Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road. And there are works in Carrum Downs. Vallarta Road is closed eastbound at Frankston, Dandenong Road and at the Western Port Highway. It's also closed at Potts Road, so take Hall Road to skip around. The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $100 off the Medina King single bed. Shop now and find your fantastic T's and C's apply. The Kiss Cast, a shower or two. We're going down to 10 tonight. Right now it's 15 degrees. It's Chris. Melbourne traffic and weather together first on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Mimosa Homes offers fixed price contracts and affordable house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. MimosaHomes.com.au.
Kiss 101.1.
Albo worried about Melbourne protests. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
The PM says he's concerned about radical ideologies. It's after Hezbollah flags were waved at a rally in Melbourne yesterday. Hezbollah is listed as a terrorist organisation in Australia. Victoria police say there were no arrests made and the display of terrorist symbols is a matter for federal police. A woman has drowned after being swept off rocks near Cape Shank. Her body was found near the boardwalk just after midday. Two others made it back to shore safely. The federal government says today's budget surplus is because spending is down, not because Aussies are being taxed more. The surplus for the 2023-24 financial year, up from the $9.3 billion forecast in May to $15.8 billion. The male contraceptive pill is a step closer. Monash Uni researchers say they now know what one of the main sperm receptors looks like and can start trialling drugs that target it. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, the Foo Fighters taking a break. More on that next.
The new Ego commercial mower is the world's most powerful. That's why it's better for business. Search egopowerplus.com.au. It's simple ergonomics.
The Foo Fighters are reportedly about to announce a hiatus. As sources told The Sun, the band need time to regroup and be with their families. It comes after Dave Grohl admitted to having a baby with a woman who is not his wife. For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Own News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Movie nights at home have just got so much better. New Cadbury Choc Tops. So good, they're guaranteed not to last. Find them in the supermarket ice cream freezer.
Andrew McWalter is West Coast's new senior coach. The former Richmond assistant has signed a 3-year contract. Richmond vice-captain Liam Baker has now picked the Eagles as his preferred club. Jack Graham expected to join West Coast as well. The KissCast is next.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which may work out perfectly if you need to leave fast later on. Reserve now, ride later, with Uber.
Dropping to 10 degrees tonight, a shower or two tomorrow. 19, the top right now, it's 14 degrees in Narre Warren, 15 in Newport. This morning, Valentina from Epping won a massive 10 grand with Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz. It's your turn tomorrow. Get all 10 questions right. Win the money. Play 7:30 a.m. on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart. We're free, never sounded so good.
It's Dua Lipa.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Hey, what's up? We're Silk Sonic. We're hanging out with
Mitch Sherry.
Hey, it's Billie Eilish.
This is Tate McRae.
Hey, this is Price Sivan.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Tones and I.
Hey, it's Lizzo, and I'm on tonight with my boy Mitch.
Right now.
On cue.
This is my night, my show, my station.
This is my station.
The number one night show.
The Night Show with Mitch Turi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Monday night. Hi, producer Grace.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Oh, it's my birthday.
It's a big one.
It is. It was not a big. It's not like a big.
No, but
number.
Any day that's your birthday is a big one.
I agree. It's nice to be here. My whole family have turned up to celebrate my birthday with me. Hello, Turi family. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. That's my mum, Michelle. Mum, you've been on this show before.
I have. Happy birthday, Mitch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mum.
What has she been on the show for?
Dad, you come over too. That's it. My mum's been on the show when we were looking for a co-host for a period.
Oh, I remember that.
And we were giving away the job.
Mm.
And we got my mum on to show people what, like, to, she could teach people what I was like to work.
Okay, with. Yeah. Give them a bit of research.
Yeah, and history and yeah, who I was sense. As a person. It was cute. And my dad's here. Hi, Mark Cheery's here. Dad, hi.
Hey, Mitch.
How are you? You call through to the show.
Often.
Handsome Alex, you answer the phones. My dad will call through to the show.
Yeah, Mark actually called through just last week just to say that he's so proud of you. It's very sweet.
Oh, that's really nice.
Well, why don't you say something to that tune now? You've got the chance.
The pub the other night.
You what? He went to the pub the other night? Yeah, the one.
No, I was drunk. I was drunk.
Okay, careful. Oh, radio codes. He's not trained. He doesn't understand. So the whole family here. My beautiful boyfriend, Stephen, is here as well. Stephen, I believe we've got a segment that I'm not across coming up.
Yeah, so there is a country in the world that started pairing up its couples via AI.
Mm.
And now you two are a relatively new couple, so I thought I might use AI and put you guys to the test.
You're doing what the Chinese government are doing to me.
The Japanese government.
The Japanese government,
but yes.
Are doing. Yeah, okay, all right. Come over there. It's my birthday.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Hey, a double pass to Luke Combs after 8 o'clock. If you want that, I reckon, like, we're going to open the lines 7:50-ish. Luke Combs is massive.
He's huge.
He's so big. But let's start the show with, I mean, we're still doing it. Did it all last week, and we had so many messages asking, are you going to get us in to see Coldplay again this week? And for my birthday week, I think we have to.
I think we do.
131065, call us right now. Would you like to go and see Yellow, Clocks, Viva La Vida? I mean, they're hits. Chris Martin, Yellow, yeah. You love Yellow?
Yeah, I do love Yellow.
Coldplay, not one ticket, a full row of tickets. Shall we do it? Mum, answer the phones. You're going to be out there answering phones? Yes?
I'm on it.
All right, Michelle Turi answering your phones for Coldplay. 131065, a full row. Welcome to Kids.
I stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eye. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
And Dancing in the Flames tonight on Kiss 7:30 right around the country. Welcome to the night show. If you want those Coldplay tickets, a full row, 131065, and then the Luke Combs tickets around 8 o'clock.
At the end of the day, it's the night show on Kiss with Mitch Turi.
Producer Grace in the studio. Grace, hello.
Hello.
This story had us all talking in the office. This is huge. The Tokyo government has launched a dating app that uses AI to perfectly pair up couples. Based on the country's plummeting birth rates. So they're not having babies, not making babies.
No, the population rates are slowing. So they went, we need to get people together and we need to get them having babies.
Yeah, and nothing's ever gone wrong when countries try to meddle absolutely with the birth rates of their citizens. So this is how it works. Tokyo and Mubusa. Is that right?
Not even close, and but Mubusa, keep going.
Oh, I don't want to say Mubusi.
No, it translates to Tokyo matchmaking. Let's call it that.
Let's run with the English translation. It's available for smartphone users, right, who are over 18. And if you live or commute in Tokyo, you're eligible to get this app, which is cool. You must undergo an online interview and submit photo identification and various documents. That's so, obviously, you can prove that you are legally single. Costs $77, membership valid for 2 years, and it's all in the hopes that the birth rate goes up, but it's using AI.
Yeah.
To make this happen. Isn't that creepy?
It is creepy. So they have their applicants answer around 110 questions and then pair them up with their most eligible singles that have similar sets of values and likes and dislikes.
Is that not just Tinder or Bumble? It's the same
premise.
It
is, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, we've all been finding successful love matches without AI for years, centuries even.
Do you think we need it?
I think I could do a better job of proving someone's compatibility than AI.
You can beat Tokyo?
I absolutely think I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you match made any friends in the past?
No, but I feel like I can, like, just by looking at a couple, I can be like, yeah, you guys are going to make it, or absolutely not.
You know what's good about you, though, Grace? You don't judge. Like, if you see a couple and, you know, and I get the vibe they're on the rocks, you're very, oh, well,
I'm like, you know what?
Benefit of the doubt.
Go for it. Sometimes things are just fun, and that's okay.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. But what I like about tonight, because it's your birthday, your entire family's here, plus your lovely boyfriend, Stephen.
He is, he's out
and
there.
I thought maybe we could put your relationship to the test.
I don't know how I feel about this. It makes me anxious.
Well, no, we're not doing 110 questions because that would be incredibly boring radio. But yeah. I have put together a couple of questions. I've got your boyfriend, Stephen, to answer them. And then we're going to see how well your answers match up. No AI. We're just going to judge whether you're a good couple based on our brains.
Oh, we're going to play bingo.
Yeah, like boyfriend bingo.
I love this. Stephen, how are you feeling? Are you
very excited?
Do you think we'll pass?
I reckon, but I don't know if we'd help bring the birth rate up.
No, yeah.
Funny,
that was true.
That was good. Done,
I'll play the song now because that was funny.
Yeah.
All right, my boyfriend Stephen on the air. Boyfriend bingo for my birthday next. Oh, it's Bad Romance. Is this a bad omen?
Might
that we're playing Bad Romance, Lady Gaga? Who knows? Find out after this. Night Show, Kiss, Monday night. Welcome.
A song using your mic on the free iHeartRadio app.
Request your favorite song now.
The Night Show on Kiss.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touched me
and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens. Out of Georgia now, you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it, oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is doubt. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down.
Ain't it funny how it changes? Future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
celebrate, baby, I just don't want.
David Guetta, One Republic, I Don't Wanna Wait. Welcome to the Night Show on KISS. Coming up, I got the new Nerf N series. Get a Nerf Blaster for you. I was going to say your kids, but now adults can like Nerf Blasters too. I'll have a Nerf Blaster. 131065, it's coming up in the last quiz of the day. If you're just joining us here, it's Monday the 30th of September. This is my birthday show, Producer Grace.
It is. Your whole family's here, including your beautiful boyfriend, Stephen.
Beautiful boyfriend, Stephen. Correct, Stephen. Hello, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi, it's exciting to have you. We're actually doing something new here on the Night Show. We're doing this.
Boyfriend bingo.
Oh, listen to that. Lovey-dovey.
It's very sweet.
Before we set up what we're doing, it is exciting to have you here. It's weird when you're in my work with me, Stephen. It's odd.
It's fun. I'm enjoying the night.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, it's an amazing show. God.
Good. Oh, there we go. Brownie points.
Thank you.
So what are we doing here, Grace? You've got a thing.
Yeah. So we were talking about how the Tokyo government has introduced a new app where it pairs people up based on AI to encourage more couples and to encourage more babies and whatnot. But I think that, you know, I can tell a couple whether they're going to last or not using my brain and not AI.
Yeah.
So I'm putting you two to the test.
Is this to prove how in love we are or how good you are
bit of
as
both,
a matchmaker?
A little bit of both.
Okay, so you've asked Stephen questions in a
yeah,
ton of
Yeah, before
silence.
The show, oh. I asked Stephen a bunch of questions. I'm going to ask you the same questions
okay.
and see if you get the same answer. It's like a bachelorette party.
Yeah, it's like a cost of love sort of love quest.
Love don't cost a thing.
Yeah, sort of thing.
Something like that, yeah.
All right. How did you answer honestly or are you just being silly?
I think honest and straightforward.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right. Now, Mitch, I'm going to direct these questions at you, obviously, because Stephen has already answered.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch,
yeah.
Out of you and Stephen, who is the funniest? Question number one.
Oh, no. I think... he's a speech pathologist. It's so...
What are you implying?
I'm just trying to work out line of work. My job is... it's Stephen. Stephen.
Your final answer is Stephen?
Yeah, I think he's the funniest.
Okay, here is what Stephen answered.
Oh, well, it has to be Mitch, right?
See?
I mean, reluctantly, he said Mitch. It sounded like he wanted to say Stephen.
To me, I'm the funniest person.
But I can't sit here on my own show on my own birthday when I've got my whole family here and go, yeah, it's me. I'm the funniest.
That's I've obnoxious. Seen you done way less than that.
I was trying to be humble, so I think I'm going to take that as a point.
Because
we all know what my real answer would have been.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Question number two. Yeah. Mitch, what is your secret talent? And what would Stephen have said your secret talent is?
What would you, my boyfriend, have said my secret talent is? Why are you laughing?
No.
I'm pretty out there with all my talents. Like, I monetize everything.
True.
I guess I can sing.
Yeah.
And I am trained and I went to acting school. So I'm going to lock in singing? Operatic singing?
Operatic singing.
Why is everyone laughing?
Here's what Stephen said.
Can't think of anything. Apart from, he does really loud farts that sound like trumpets.
Do you regret bringing Stephen in?
Yeah, like that.
And here I am bearing my soul. And I'm here saying singing.
I'm
a really good singer.
Right.
It's not even a hobby. I just wanted to get a point.
Question number three.
They're not that bad, by the way.
Mitch,
yes.
What is Stephen's biggest pet peeve?
In me? Well,
not in you, just in general.
Oh, God, the list is lengthy. The boy, for a 22-year-old, he's got gripes. Your biggest pet peeve. He doesn't like driving. Driving really stresses him out. Biggest pet peeve. I'm not sure. So it's not in me. It's not in the relationship.
It's just in the world.
It's just general. Liars. He hates liars.
Hates liars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
here's what Stephen said.
When people talk down about themselves.
Oh, all right. Self-help. Yeah. Who do you think you are? This is not working because he's hiding who he really is because he's trying to be woke mob.
Okay.
he's going to come across as this guru. Okay.
How long have we got? How many more do we have time for?
How far are we? Halfway?
Well, we've got three more, but I reckon we could skip a couple.
Okay. No, I'm determined. I'm doing terribly. Why don't we go to a break? We check your traffic. And do you want to come back? And how many more do you have?
We can do that
if you want. Do you want to power through? Are you trying to produce me on the fly because you think we're going so poorly and this is...
A little bit.
I'm fine if we lose.
Okay. I'm going to jump to question number six.
Okay, cool.
What is your couple song?
Oh. Oh, this is hard because there's a few. Is it... This is really hard. I don't know. We have a few. Well, there's one by Ray that I know we like, but I don't think we'd choose that for reasons. And then there's another one by Lana Del Rey.
You could also imitate it if you want.
What do you mean?
Sing it.
But I don't know what it could be.
Do you want to hear Steven's answer?
Yeah, let's hear what Steven said.
Mitch calls it Cat Song.
I don't know what that song's called.
Yeah.
It's a cat song.
Cat song, do it.
It's Cat Song. What's it called? I might be able to have it.
It's called Dizzy.
No, you're not going to have it. It's from the 60s, right?
Yeah, it's very old.
It's a song from the 60s. We don't have it.
No, it's called Bang Bang.
How am I supposed to know if he doesn't even know? Is that the last one?
I think this might have failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to break up.
I think you might.
No, you're not heartbroken. You're playing silly bugger. Look at him. He's being silly. I promise there's true love there, everyone. You're being silly. We're going away.
City Fertility delivers little miracles every day.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
Around the showgrounds, you've got extra traffic on Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road. You've got still out for extra travel time if you're headed through the area. Carrum Downs, we have ongoing roadworks closing Bolato Road eastbound at Frankston Dandenong Road and the Western Ford Highway. The road is also closed at Potts Road. You must take Hall Road instead. The road will be closed till the end of the year. And in Burnwood, we have ongoing roadworks on the Burnwood Highway city-bound after Station Street near the University. Enroll now in a Trade Institute of Victoria Certificate 4 in Building and Construction course. Limited government-funded spots available. Search TIV today. RTO 21920. The Kiss Cast tonight will get down to 10 degrees. Shower or two tomorrow with tops of 19. Right now it's 16. That's Melbourne traffic and weather together. First on Kiss 101.1.
Pop quiz time.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We've got a 60-second clock. We've got 10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you walk away with
$10,000 in cash. How you like that?
Valentina, it's your big moment.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What is Starbucks famous for selling?
Coffee.
Correct.
Complete the name of the film starring Tom Hanks, The Da Vinci...
Code.
Yep.
Lance Bass is a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
And the last one.
Olivia Benson is a character from which show?
Oh my God. Law and Order?
You got it, baby.
Oh my God, you just won $10,000.
Valentina nailed every single question, wanders off with $10,000 cash.
Oh my God.
Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz, Melbourne's richest cash contest.
Play every morning
at 7:30.
Kiss 101.1.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Hi, I'm Edward from Hobart. In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The OnDeck experience for me was quick and easy.
When it's time to grow your small business, you can rely on OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. You'll know if you're approved in as quickly as 2 hours, and it's possible to get funding the same business day. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Say big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
Good 360 Australia connects donated unsold goods to over 4,500 charities and disadvantaged schools. So nothing goes to waste and everyone benefits. On average, we help a person in need every minute. Help us make it more by joining in Good360's Everyone Day fundraiser this October. Shop at Harvey Norman and participating stores, fundraise or donate at everyoneday.org.au and gift a future for people and our planet.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Pop superstar Katy Perry returns to Melbourne with All My Hits. The Lifetimes Tour. Presented by Snaffle. June 12 and 13 at Rod Laver Arena. A Telstra Plus member pre-sale is on now. Go to telstra.com/tickets for more. Tour details at tegdainty.com.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale.
Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA and donate this Thursday.
Thinning hair? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yelled.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
What up, y'all? This is Cardi B.
Hey, I'm Billie Eilish.
What's going on, guys? This is Post Malone.
The Night Show with Mitch Turi on KISS.
I'm turning blue. Please don't save me. Nothing.
80s Kiss, The Night Show, Monday Night Live. Mitch Jury here. Hi, I've just put that song in, a beautiful song. Reminds me of my beautiful boyfriend, Stephen, who's here in the studio. Stephen, if you just heard what we, the car crash of live radio, we played a quiz. I failed. We failed.
Unfortunately.
But all was good because we spoke in the songs and we've discussed it as producer Grace's fault. That you wrote terrible questions.
I'm sorry.
There is true love in the air. Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. Don't know anything about each other, but, you know, there's kisses, which is great. Hey, listen, if you want a Nerf N-Series prize pack, it's Nerf or nothing. I'm going to give you a Nerf blaster. Lines are open for the last quiz of the day. 5 questions, get them all right. Nerf blasters galore. Call me, play and win on the Night Show on Kiss. You're the first thing I think about when I wake up to the sunlight. 10,000 butterflies filling me up inside. Last thing I dream about when I lay my head back down is we'll have the sweetest life. You and me, I can see us here. Monday night, Kiss FM. Hello, everybody. Rebel Wilson got married over the weekend in a top secret Italian wedding. I've got all the details coming up. Plus, a double pass to see Luke Combs. This guy's huge. If you want those tickets, you got to follow The Night Show on Instagram. Come on, comment. Come on, come on. I'm getting country singer. Come on. Go comment on the latest post to enter, and I'll get those tickets away.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Coldplay tickets. Now.
I come alive.
All right, on 13106.5, we're still getting you in with a chance at a full row of tickets to see Coldplay live in concert. Let's do Lindsay. You there, Lindsay? Hi.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, Lindsay, that's very sweet. Did Handsome Alex tell you to say that?
No, he actually didn't. No, he did not.
Oh, well, Handsome Alex, A, how dare you?
She actually said happy birthday
to
me when I answered the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought Handsome Alex was me?
Well, to be honest, I was on my way to pick up my dinner, and then I heard it on the radio, and then I was like, oh, great, I'm just going to ring, and then some lovely-sounding gentleman answered the phone, and I was just Yeah, very excited to say happy birthday.
Oh, Lindsay, that's very sweet. Thank you. It's weird being in this position. Like, my job is to give away stuff. It's my birthday. I'm like, oh, I want the stuff. I want to keep it as little presents. But tonight I'm giving away stuff. Feels weird, you know? you know what?